We speak of the incarnation of Christ as happening at a certain point in time. And we heard that Christmas proclamation. Deacon Wayne sang of the dating so many centuries after this, during this reign, etc., etc. So very much enmeshed in time, in the human history. But really, that's a misnomer, because incarnation, the enfleshment of God, God joining with God's creation, is something that is in God's nature. It's always been happening. The first incarnation was the Big Bang, when God spoke and creation emanated out from God. And so within creation, within the cosmos, within every tiniest particle, there is a part of God. God dwells in everything that God created, and if God didn't do that, it would just cease to exist. Everything in existence comes from God and in some way reflects God's life and God's love. But humanity is different from all the rest of creation, because humanity can love back. Humanity can reflect on that gift of life and love that flows out from God and return it. And so humanity is given this immense gift to be able to receive God's love and return God's love. But that's always in freedom, because if love isn't free, it isn't love. You can't buy love, you can't earn it, you can't force it, you can't manipulate it. It either is or it isn't. It's free or it's not love. And so God makes us free. And if we are free to return the gift of God's love, then we are also free not to return it. And we call that sin. To return that gift of love is, in a way, to recognize and own the fact that there really is no separation between us and God. God has never been separated from creation. God is always in it. The union that we pray for, that everything might be one, and that we look forward to in hope at the end of time, actually, that was at the beginning. And it always exists, but we fail to be aware of it. We fail to appreciate it. We turn our backs on it. We put up deflector shields against it. But that love has always been there. And so the incarnation of God into human flesh was a beautiful moment in history. But that's just the revelation, the revealing, the making obvious of something that always existed. Sometimes in our way of praying, we make a similar kind of misnomer. We say things like, "Oh Lord, come down," as if God wasn't always here. There's never a time when God isn't available to us. So we ask him to come. Probably what we should be saying is, "Lord, grace us to come to you, because you're always available to us." Or we say, "Lord, hear our prayer," as if God would ever not hear our prayer. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. To say that the world was in darkness before the Savior was born in human flesh, that's a bit of a misnomer too. Was the world ever in true darkness? Because God was always the light of the world. But this revelation comes to us so that we might own it, so that we might appreciate it, to make it more real for us. And so revelation is the revelation in Jesus of who God is. And so what do we learn from that incarnation? What do we learn from Jesus about who God is? Well, first, we learn that God is love. And we learn that love looks like self-sacrifice. It looks like self-offering. It looks like someone who is never about his own will, but only about the Father's will. It looks like someone who is never as concerned about himself as he is about everyone else. It looks like someone who is willing to go to the death to lay down his life for his friends. It's self-sacrificing love. And one of the reasons that God came into human flesh in Jesus is to show us in a human body what it looks like to be God. And then at Pentecost, when he breathes his spirit into us and makes us his body, then he invites us into a divine way of being. He invites us to show the same self-sacrificing love that he showed on the cross. And that's a tall order. That's something that kind of bewilders us. You know, how can we ever measure up to that? How can we ever be as open to that gift as Mary? Well, we practice that ritually every time we celebrate the Mass. Because here at the altar, this is the altar of sacrifice, of self-sacrificing love. And here we remember ritually, sacramentally, what he did on the cross. And we allow ourselves to be invited into that same kind of living, that same kind of loving. And so we lay our lives on the altar along with him. Now, sacramentally, we are able to do this every Sunday. And we are more or less attentive to it, more or less intentional about it, but that's always what we're doing here. The real challenge, then, is to go out from here at the end of Mass and take him with us. That same God in human flesh whom we have eaten and drunk has become part of our bodies, and we have become part of him. We have become his body through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we take him to the world. And then we are the body, the enfleshment of God. It's no longer Jesus of Nazareth, but you and me. We are the body of Christ, and we take him to the world. And so we are that revelation. We are the witnesses that make that real, that make that believable, that can transform the world. It's a tall order, but we're filled with grace. The grace of the Holy Spirit dwells in our bodies. God dwells in us, just like he did in Mary. We give birth to him in the world. And that grace is more powerful than our sin. That light is more powerful than our darkness. That hope is more powerful than our despair, or our lack of courage, or our fear, or our weakness. Grace, God, is always more powerful than death. And we're part of that. And so we can do things we couldn't imagine ourselves doing. We can reach down inside and draw something up that we didn't know was there. And we encourage each other. We're never doing this alone. We're always the body of Christ corporately. And so we're encouraging one another all the time. And we're looking at each other and being encouraged by the testimony that each of us is giving. At this time of the year, at night, in one of the shortest days of the year, we celebrate light, the light of revelation, the revealing, the overshadowing of the reality of God's love born into our darkness, born into our lives, sharing life with us and inviting us to share life with God.